You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It has been almost 10 weeks since the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas, claiming more than 1,200 Israelis and foreign nationals, as well as kidnapping of roughly 250 hostages in the immediate days that followed. The response by the Israeli government has led to an escalating death toll in Gaza. More than 18,000 Palestinians, according to the health ministry in Gaza, of which 70% are believed to be women and children. As the war between Israel and Hamas continues, California is stepping in to help. The governor's Office of Emergency Services, known as CalOES, announced that it delivered humanitarian aid to both Gaza and Israel. Brian Ferguson is a spokesperson with CalOES and joins us with more on the shipment of supplies and how California is responding to Jewish and Palestinian communities here at home. Welcome, Brian.
Good morning.
So when it comes to the humanitarian aid that was sent, what types of supplies were delivered?
So California has delivered identical shipments both to Israel and Gaza through international humanitarian organizations. And these are surplus medical supplies, personal protective equipment, but most importantly, field medical hospitals, which is an urgent need, particularly in the Gaza. And so there is need in both these communities. There's been severe harm. And, you know, we have extra that we can offer. Much of this equipment is COVID era supplies that the state was given by the federal government. Some of it would expire in, you know, a not too distant future. And so rather than, you know, doing something else with it, we thought that there's an urgent need overseas. And, you know, California has long been a partner with Israel and with other countries during their time of need. So we're very happy to step in, and hopefully we're able to save some lives of people who are going through a very dramatic situation right now.
Has California done something like this before, sending shipments like this to other countries and territories?
Yeah, the state has a long history of providing overseas humanitarian assistance. Most recently, Haiti, Mexico City, after hurricanes and earthquakes there. We've actually sent firefighters to Italy to help them there. And we've sent supplies overseas and experts to Turkey. And so this is in keeping with a lot of what the state's done over the years of, you know, we see ourselves as a shining city on the hill of support. And we are very privileged to have a lot of incredible first responders and extra supplies. And so if we can provide that aid, we want to.
Governor Newsom visited Israel in the immediate aftermath of the attacks by Hamas and spent time with victims in Israel. This was en route to his trip and stay in China. Is this aid shipment, though, to Gaza? Is this the first type of response California has offered to Gaza and Palestinians there?
We actually believe we're the first state in the nation to provide any form of direct assistance. And, you know, that's something that the governor's prioritized. We realize that there's very challenging circumstances on the ground, civilians who've been impacted. And so you really took dynamic steps, had to work with international humanitarian organizations, work closely with the U.S. State Department to make sure this aid gets directly to the people who need it, which is civilians on the ground who've been impacted. And a lot of the ability for this to arrive was undercut by the Biden administration's opening of a humanitarian corridor about a week and a half ago. And so we've been waiting and working closely with, you know, California-based nonprofits. And when there was an opening, getting that aid in as quickly as possible to hopefully save some lives.
Is there also a political dynamic that California needs to take into account, given that Israel has long been an ally of the United States?
Yeah, California has a long history of partnership with Israel. When we had fires several years ago in 2020, Israel sent firefighters to assist us. We have an opportunity now to repay some of that aid. We have amongst the largest both Jewish and Israeli populations in the state, as well as Palestinian populations of any state in the country. And so, you know, we have people on both sides of the aisle who have relative loved ones. And this really is a dynamic and challenging environment. But if we try to separate the politics from the humanitarian aid, and that's what this is really about, is providing the direct humanitarian aid to those who need it during a time of crisis.
Yeah, and that includes here at home. The State Department has warned of a heightened risk of Islamophobia and anti-Semitism. How is the state responding to this?
Yeah, in our other capacity, we are the State Homeland Security Agency, and we're monitoring very closely the challenges that exist, whether it's threats to mosques or synagogues. We've actually put out tens of millions of dollars in recent years to do hardening of nonprofit organizations, and that includes faith-based Jewish organizations. And so looking for ways that we can keep people safe at home. No Californian should fear for their safety when they're worshiping, no matter what religion they practice. And that's something that we work really closely on. We're lucky that we have amongst the most sophisticated network of intelligence operatives anywhere in the country. And we're working closely with local law enforcement to try to understand what risks could exist and ultimately keep Californians safe here as well.
Brian, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.
Brian Ferguson is a spokesperson with the California Office of Emergency Services, Cal OES, discussing the state sending humanitarian aid supplies to both Israel and Gaza. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio.